CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. On Friday, September 6, protester Samar Al-Khdour was issued a warrant for her arrest after yelling at Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller when she saw him leave his office. Al-Khdour refused the conditions of her arrest, turned herself in on Monday, and appeared in court on Tuesday. She, along with two other protesters, were arrested and charged with criminal harassment as well as mischief. Al-Khdour had been organizing regular sit-ins outside of Miller's office in Verdun since March, calling on the federal government to improve its visa program for family members of Canadian Palestinians who are still in Gaza. In January 2024, Al-Khdour's 13-year-old daughter, Jenna, who suffered from cerebral palsy and was trapped in Gaza, received the green light from the Canadian government to join her family in Quebec, 2 weeks after she died of malnutrition caused by Israel's siege on Gaza. Al-Khdour agreed to stay 50 meters away from Miller and his staff and to refrain from speaking publicly about the case. However, she said she will continue to demonstrate outside his office. On Thursday, September 12, Concordia and McGill students rallied in front of McGill's Arts Building, calling on both universities' administrations to divest from companies with ties to Israel. Students marched from McGill to Concordia, stopping inside the EV building first, then making their way to the Hall Building, where they formed an occupation. Protesters hung banners that said, "You repress the students, this is how we respond, long live the student intifada." The cops were called on campus as soon as protesters went up the floors. They finished off outside Hall and dispersed in pairs. On Sunday, citizens and rights group assembled outside the Jewish General Hospital to protest against Bill 96. This comes after a recent government directive that aimed to control the use of languages other than French in healthcare settings. The directive stated that only individuals with English language education certificates could communicate exclusively in English with the healthcare and social services system. This also applies to those who only spoke English with healthcare facilities prior to May 13, 2021. The backlash caused by this directive led to a new improvement. Last Thursday, Quebec's National Assembly passed a new motion affirming that Anglophones won't need the certificate to get treated in their mother tongue. That being said, the original directive will remain in force until a new one is rewritten. Protesters hope it will be dropped entirely.
Good afternoon, listeners of CJLO 1690 AM. You are locked into Time Stretch. I'm your host, Jack. Today, we are bringing you a Lovers Rock special. Very excited to be playing a bunch of my favorite Lovers Rock tunes. Really great genre. Much maligned as apolitical, but actually, I think it's really cool. And I think it has a lot to say about the politics of love, and it just sounds really good. And obviously, as a UK electronic show, I thought it was really important that we brought some of sound system culture into it as well. So we've got a bumper show coming up. Playing right now is Black Pride by Brown Sugar. Beautiful track. Don't know how you could say it's apolitical, but yeah, stay locked in. This is Time Stretch. Yeah! So before getting into some of the classic Lovers Rock tracks, I thought I would play a couple of the predecessors. So right now we have What Does It Take to Win Your Love by Alton Ellis. It's a cover of a J.R. Walker R&B song from 1968. This one's released in 72 or so. But yeah, importantly, what is Lovers Rock? I guess people kind of classify it as most basically, I guess it's a form of reggae that is focusing on love, but I think it's more specific than that. It was really big. It was the first reggae genre to come out of the UK specifically, especially in London, Birmingham. Mostly to begin with female singers, it was typically classified as feminine, and it supposedly brought a lot more women into sound system dances and blues dances, that kind of thing. But yeah, this I'm going to explain more as we go along, but that's kind of a basic starting definition. But yeah, it kind of grew out of this rock steady sound that you hear in this Alton Ellis song and the next Cornel Campbell song as well. So yeah, stay locked in, enjoy. Importantly as well, this rock steady sound, especially by Alton Ellis, was seen as a major counterpoint to the roots reggae that was highly political in tone. Ellis was playing much music that was much more, much more apolitical or a bit more inoffensive in some way, a bit less direct at least. And I think that charge is, yeah, put on a lot of Lovers Rock music as well. But as I'll talk about later, I don't necessarily think it's accurate. But yeah, anyway, this track playing right now is Girl of My Dreams by Cornel Campbell. Beautiful song. Enjoy.
A feeling that I've got. play for me.
See you lot after our break.
The Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 25th to the 29th. You won't want to miss the best upcoming artists from at home and abroad. All across the Mile End, you can check out local CJLO favorites such as Amory, Dresser, Jane Penny, Knitting, Laughing, Night Lunch, Ribbon Skirt, Eve Jarvis, Pool Girl, and much more. Plus, you won't want to miss legendary international acts such as Beverly Glenn Copeland, Spirit of the Beehive, Manny Fresh, and the list goes on. There's something for everyone, so make sure to also check out Puce Pop, Film Pop, and Kids Pop as well. Check out the full lineup at popmontreal.com. Tickets are on sale now.
Oh, Virtual DJ does not want to play my show promo. Give me 1 second. There we have it.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
First track we have as an example of the UK lovers rock sound is Keep It Like It Is by Louisa Mark. She scored her first hit at 14 years old with Caught You in a Lie, but I prefer Keep It Like It Is. So yeah, enjoy, stay locked in. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. track currently playing right now. I'm So Sorry by Carol Thompson. As you can hear, the early Lovers Rock sound, really characterized by female vocals, young as well. You know, Louise Mark was 14, and most of them got their starts as singing parts in various sound systems. Louise Mark was on Sir Cox's Wand, and I believe Carol Thompson on Dennis Bovell's. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, and so you can kind of hear that airy feminine sensibility in the music. So yeah, enjoy, stay locked in. It was Brown Sugar that sang for Dennis Bovell. Yeah, just let you know. Anyway, enjoy. Stay locked in. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. track playing right now is City Games by Janet Kay. Beautiful track, lovely falsetto. Janet Kay hit number 2 with this track, and it was the first time a black British female artist had done so. It also features heavily in Steve McQueen's Lover's Rock, which is part of the Small Axe anthology. Really suggest you check out the film. Really, really beautiful. Moving up next, I'm including some tracks that show the kind of more international influence of Lover's Rock. First one is I'm Still In Love With You by Marcia Aitken. You can see how Jamaican Records started kind of applying the London-based Lover's Rock style. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Right now is Love by Junior De La Haye, actually a US produced track. I think De La Haye was from Philadelphia, but yeah, a male vocalist as well, so not an exclusively female thing. Coming up next, we're gonna have Bishara with Men Cry Too as well, to show that maybe Lovers Rock wasn't just a space for women, but it was more an emotional space to talk about, you know, sensuality in, you know, within the wider genre. So yeah, enjoy, stay locked in.
sound of harmonic blues. You can feel it when it's right next to you.
Track playing right now is Thank You For The Many Things You've Done by Cassandra from the soundtrack of the 1980 film Babylon, directed by Franco Rosso. Song features in a wonderful wedding scene, and yeah, it kind of shows the place maybe the music held for the Caribbean community in London. But yeah, love this song. Enjoy. You're listening to Time Stretch. This is CJLO 1690 AM.
Things.
last track was Didn't I by Kofi. Coming up next we have I'm In Love With The Dreadlocks by Brown Sugar. I think I really love this song because it really is an amazing example of how music about love can be very political. I don't know, the song's talking about how, you shouldn't wax his hair, talk about the clothes he wears, that kind of thing. And it kind of shows the context of what it was like to love someone that was looked down upon by white society in England, and how this music was a resistance to that, and I think that's really beautiful. Enjoy. I'll see you off the ad break.
Are you into movies? Well, you're in luck. New student rates at your favorite independent cinemas are starting now. All films at Cinéma Beaubien Rosemont, Cinéma du Parc in the Plateau, and Cinéma Musée Downtown are $11 for students. Don't miss the best art house films from here and abroad. See you at the movies. Available now at the box office and online. Proof of student status required.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Now for the last sort of 10-15 minutes of the show, I wanted to kind of segue into playing some of my favorite dubstep tracks that I feel like you can really obviously see the same musical DNA as Lovers Rockin', because I thought it was important to show how, you know, this music has really influenced stuff we play today. So enjoy. Track is Alicia by Mala, released in 2007, something like that. Yeah, beautiful Alicia Keys sample though. Enjoy. A very similar vibe. This is Rough Lovin' by Koki, released in 2011. Mini Ripperton sample. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
last track of the show, Tears by Hijack, another dubstep classic. Yeah, I don't know. I hope you enjoyed today's show, you guys. I feel like I tried a bit of a different format. I wanted to bring in some more of the historical elements of the music I've been playing a lot of, and I've been really into lovers rock lately. I think it's a great genre, and you can really see, in my opinion, how these tracks, with their vocal samples and their kind of, I don't know, femininity, sensuality, that kind of thing, especially with the kind of use of R&B vocals, how that kind of calls back to a different time in sound system culture. So yeah, enjoy the last track. It's one of my favorites. Stay locked in, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. Enjoy. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this Lovers Rock special on Time Stretch. I'll be seeing you same time, same place next week, as always on CJLO 1690 AM. Yeah, have a great rest of the week. I hope you enjoy Whip Appeal coming up afterwards. And yeah, catch you in a bit.